Okay, hi.
Hello.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Angela.
This is the Best Summer Ever podcast. We're just two gals trying to have the best summer ever, despite crippling anxieties, aversion to the sun, existential dread. What's up, Angela?
We look very cool. We look like telephone operators.
Yeah.
Call center employees.
We have kind of gaming headsets that are headphones plus a microphone. Because it was the cheapest thing we could get at Target to be able to podcast. So we look pretty cool.
We do look cool.
Yeah. Well, I was able to, thanks to the help of some very nice art buying friends, buy a computer so I can keep making art, and now we can podcast again.
It's great.
So we're going to see how these headsets turn out.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can hear us.
I'm watching my voice on the screen, and it's picking stuff up even if I'm not talking. I feel like I need to turn off the fan.
Oh no, we forgot the fan.
What if I go turn it off real quick?
No, it's probably
okay?
Too late.
Okay, ignore the fan in the back.
Yeah, sorry. Well, it's also been the first day of summer happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4th of July just happened.
Time is flying by.
Yeah, it's been a while since we addressed everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we were busy.
We didn't have equipment.
We were also just having a nice summer. Trying.
Yeah, I guess
trying.
So.
Trying.
Yeah. How's your summer?
Well, I'm trying. I took a cue from you.
Uh-oh.
And I decided I was going to do some fun self-care.
Oh.
And so Dylan was gone. He went to go play with his friends, and I didn't have anything to do, and so I decided I was going to take myself out on a date.
Oh!
And so that is when I went, I sent you a picture of when I went to McKinley Park.
Oh, yeah.
So I took a nice evening stroll, and I stopped by the pool to get all the McKinley Park pool information. They gave me a magazine. So,
oh, wow.
I'm going to do it.
Yay.
Very soon. I'm going to go swimming there. But yeah, I just like went for a walk, and it was really nice. It's been pretty mild in the evenings.
It doesn't feel mild as we're sitting here in the studio.
No, but pretend we were outside and there was like a breeze.
Yeah, probably it's nice outside.
And the grass. So I did that and then I took myself to dinner.
Where'd you go?
I went to, it's a Thai place on H Street. It's called Thai. And they have
creative.
I know. It's, they're using it as an acronym. And it's like the authentic. Something. No, that's
not. What about
not
that
Thai.
H?
Okay, what's it?
The
homemade. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't remember. But the food was good. There's a patio, and so I sat on the patio, and there was like a dog.
I love.
And they
this.
Were playing live music that I didn't really care for,
of
but
course,
I appreciated that it was there. And then I went to Target, and I got to buy stuff that I wanted. And I got to like lollygag and look at the makeup, and it was great. So that was just like a nice, easy evening. I have a really hard time relaxing because anytime I'm like relaxing, I'm like, I should be doing something.
I have
else.
A hard time sleeping.
Right. Same.
Feeling like I have things to do.
Right, but you need to be able to sleep in order to have the energy to go do those things.
I don't ever have energy. So what is the sleeping doing for me? I mean, I'd be dead, I guess, without it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm frustrated.
Well, take a nap.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Good night. Take the reins.
Oh, no. Oh, she's asleep and I don't have anything to say.
Got lots to say. I want to take myself on a date. That sounds nice.
Yeah. I, like, read a book at dinner.
No one else is taking me on a date, so... I mean, I'm waiting. Those offers didn't roll in.
Well,
it's okay.
Maybe more people need to listen to this so they can tell more people.
Brandy, tell your friends. They should listen. No, I don't know who that would be.
I don't
just
know.
Other people who know us.
I only know the people you know, I feel like.
Yep.
Yeah.
We went to a 4th of July party and kind of only talked to each other.
Yeah. Next time we go to a party...
Oh no, we have to separate? Like, maybe, we're spouses who can't be seated next to each other?
Well, because then we can come back together and, like, talk about what you did at the party and what I did at the party.
Be like, I awkwardly stood by the chips and, and ate all night so we didn't have to chit-chat.
I ate so many chips.
So many chips. I woke up with the worst stomach pain. Like, honestly, the worst of my life. I felt like, my muscles were just, like, I don't know, so contracted that... when an elastic band just, like, snaps.
Oh, did you go on the trampoline?
No.
Oh.
No.
I would say maybe you pulled a muscle on the trampoline. Mm-mm. The water balloon fight?
No.
No.
Huh? I just stayed out of all the fights.
Too many chips.
Yeah, I guess.
Sometimes I worry with, like, the amount of bubble water I consume, and I'm sure other people consume. I'm like, do I have... like kidney stones or like...
Have you looked into it?
No.
I know it's not... If you have a ton of carbonation, it's not great, but I'm not sure that any health effects
What about
happen.
Your teeth? I just... I know that
it
it's
just will make
teeth.
You more bubbly and... I don't know. Any doctors listening?
If you're a doctor...
pre-med?
Please tell me what I should drink.
I know, just water is what they're gonna say.
But I need the bubbles.
If we can't have the bubbles, what can we have?
Clean water.
Oh. Okay, well.
Whenever we want.
At least we have clean water. Speaking of bummer things to say, it's hard celebrating the 4th of July.
It's just hot dog day.
Yeah, it's hot dog day now. We celebrate hot dogs.
I'm not even celebrating. I'm just eating them until I'm sick.
I mean, I don't know. Not to get into it. It's just this country. It's hard to feel super proud of this country. There are things going on that aren't cool. Basically, like, our independence came at the cost of indigenous people that lived here America to become what it is. It was at the cost of other people. We don't talk about them.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel good.
It's very complex.
I know. We ate hot dogs.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess part of it too is like knowing that, you know, it's important to know our history, but it's also important to know, like, what is still happening. And so, yeah, you're eating hot dogs, and I guess there's, like, an element of it that's like, well, I guess I'm grateful to, like, be able to spend time with people that I care about and not go to work, but also...
Yeah. I was saying yesterday, I am grateful that it is legal to talk about how I'm dissatisfied with the government and where things are, and that's a freedom that's not afforded to everyone. So that's something I'm grateful for. That on this podcast, I could say that I'm not happy with how things are, and no one's going to come and
hear you.
Brandy, don't report us.
Brandy, be cool. Maybe we should just change the title of this to Hey Brandy.
Oh, I love it. I didn't want anyone else to feel bad.
We'll just change it up. Weekly.
Okay. If you listen to this podcast and you want your name in the title for a week, you gotta let us know.
And it doesn't even have to be your name. Maybe just the name of...
Oh.
If you have a name you would like to add, just a request.
Hey, doo-doo.
We've already taken that one now. You already
took it. Okay, you can't use doo-doo. You need to have a name.
Boy, this is all over the place.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, what else? We went thrift storing.
I bought a moo-moo.
I'm so proud.
A summer moo-moo.
I wish I had found a moo-moo.
We can share this moo-moo.
Oh, remember last time? Remember last time you found a dress at Thrift Town that you said we would share? Have I ever seen that dress?
It's in my
closet.
Was
probably a decade ago.
Maybe this is the year.
Can't wait. Can't wait to finally get to share that dress.
Okay, and then you get it for a decade, and then I'll get it in the next decade.
Oh, okay, great. Finally. I waited a whole decade to wear a dress. Now watch. It won't even fit me, no.
No, it will.
Okay.
It will. Probably.
You got a moo-moo.
I got a moo-moo. And a painting I did not need. But it looked like my bunny rabbit from when I was a child. And it made me very sad to look at this picture. And so I needed it. Mm. And there's some daisies on it. It's a mess, but...
Yeah, well, did you say the name of your bunny?
Myrtle.
Okay.
Myrtle.
Good. Yeah, you should honor Myrtle.
I will.
I'm so glad you got it.
Yep, so I got a moo-moo, a rabbit painting.
Yeah.
I'm really just very good with my money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, what else? I know the past couple weeks have not been good for me, at least. On my missions, I'm fully off the health wagon.
Oh, no.
Not been getting sleep, have not been exercising, have been eating so much crap, and I feel terrible. Not to mention, 4th of July, woke up today and just felt like garbage. So,
what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get back on it. Go to bed early. Exercise in the morning.
It is like 10 o'clock at night.
I know, but it's the weekend now.
Oh, okay.
So that doesn't count. Okay. Weekend is whatever, but
That throw you off the rest of the week, though, staying up late on the weekend?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sunday, as long as I go to bed early on Sunday,
okay.
It should be okay.
All right. I just don't want to contribute to this.
Yep. You're the problem. Yeah.
I knew it. I'm sorry.
No, it's hard because... Right now, well, I have less than a month to make an entire gallery worth of art.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to show of myself right now. So.
Oh my gosh, is there something you can make right
now? Yeah, I mean, I should be making
I'm
right
looking
now.
At her stuff. I'll find something.
Yeah, just start making something for me.
Okay, it's going to be very abstract.
I basically need to do nothing but. Go to my job where I make money and then make art and go to sleep. But it's really hard when I get home to just go immediately to sleep. Someone will want to hang out. Got Danae watching something. I want to watch something.
Right.
I haven't talked to anyone all day because I don't talk to anyone at work and I'm just in the studio by myself where it's too hot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard. I like. Was 2 days in to not talking to anyone. Just that wasn't really working for
me. That's a long time.
But it's crunch time.
Do you work better with that type of deadline, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too.
Or else I would have been making stuff already. But now I have the computer now, so I'm finally, you know, I definitely had a setback where I wasn't able to do anything. But it's not like I should have been working in here all day, and I wasn't. 4th of July hurting... Food hungover.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have this weekend.
Yeah.
You have weeks.
I know, but you just want to give it all you got.
Yeah.
Not just crank out a bunch of...
No, I know.
Nonsense. But on August 2nd at Wall will be my art opening.
What
and I hope...
What day of the week is that?
It's a Friday night.
Good.
Hope everyone listening.
Brandy.
Brandy. Hey, Brandy. I would really, really appreciate you coming. I have this fear that literally no one shows up, and yeah.
People are going to show up.
The other thing, we were talking last night about how at the party, sometimes I just want to be the extra in the movie. I just want to be the background and not have to be in any plot lines. But now I'm thinking, like, what if I'm playing an extra in my own life?
Oh, no.
I don't want, like, no one I feel like is closest to me, maybe they don't realize that, like, no, you're important in my life, because they just think of me as an extra. I've just been the extra.
Oh, no, you're not an extra in mine.
I know. I'm very thankful for that. But it took probably a long time for us to really feel that way. I mean, maybe not, but...
I wanted to be your best friend, like, right away.
That's not true. You're just, like, chit-chatting with everyone else. It doesn't matter. Here we are. Just two girls manning the telephone lines. What?
Let me
operating?
Transfer you. Hold on.
Excuse me. She's transferring the cords. She's transferring your call.
There you go.
Guys, I really wish you could see us. This looks cool.
We should have worn different clothes for this. We should have had...
When one day we're a professional podcast, we'll have our cute little... Well, I'll have my new dress that I've been waiting a decade for, which would be way too hot for this room.
I will have a pillbox hat on, and I'll take it off to put on my headset.
Oh, but then you could try to put it on over the headset.
But it's not professional to wear your hat inside, I think, if I'm an operator of some kind.
Well.
There's rules.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
There's probably rules. I bet we could find the rules. Look up old-timey...
Operating. Wait, what's the
what are they
job
called?
Title?
Elevator operator. Oh, boy.
Oh,
telephone
no.
Telephone operator.
Switchboard operator.
Oh, my God.
My brain still works.
10 o'clock is too late.
Yeah. What else? Didn't you go...
Yeah,
there were lots of flowers.
I have a whole list.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Tell me something.
Let me read my handwriting.
Okay.
So, my mother's redoing her yard.
Mm.
And so, she wanted to go to some botanical gardens.
To get inspiration?
For inspiration.
Oh, cute.
And so, we drove to the UC Berkeley Botanical Garden.
Mm.
But on the way, we, like, maps took us this very strange way.
Oh, maps.
And we ended up at Grizzly Peak. Have you heard of this?
No.
It is, like, up the side of a mountain off of, like, the UC Berkeley campus. And I just sort of glanced to my left, and it, like, freaked me out because it was just, like, a wall, like, nothing. It was just, like, a wall of, like, buildings and, like... Because you're, like, in the woods, right? And it's mountainous. And then you look to your left and it's just, like, man-made stuff. And then the ocean. And you're, like, what am I looking at? Or it's, like, the bay. It's not, like, the ocean.
Sure.
So we pulled over and we looked at it. And it was amazing. So I highly recommend Grizzly Peak.
Grizzly Peak.
You go there. There's people taking pictures.
Of course.
It's, like, the side of a cliff.
oh,
but it's,
they
like,
shouldn't
the
do that.
Most amazing view.
Oh.
So anyway. Quick aside, but yeah, the UC Berkeley Botanical Garden is really lovely.
Hmm.
It's separated into like climates, I guess, and so they have all of the like plants together that would probably exist in a similar ecosystem. But then they have like greenhouses, and you can go to the gift shop if you want. We missed the tour. That wasn't great.
Well, what do you think the tour would tell you? You don't need...
I was trying to listen to it.
You don't need information.
I guess they were talking about, like, some of the stone statues were left over from the Treasure Island Golden Gate Exposition.
Oh.
So, those were there, and I was like, I want to hear more, but I don't want to, like, crash this tour. I guess I could have joined it.
Yeah, did they pay more money for the tour?
I don't think so.
Fuck, my earrings are crashing into my microphone. Oh, no. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, no. But yeah, it's really beautiful there, and it's $15. If you're a senior, it's $12.
How old does a senior have to be?
I don't know. Oh. I didn't. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But,
you're not a senior in your 30s? So, bummer.
Oh, no. And then we went to, it's like Annie's Perennials and Annuals, and it's just a nursery.
Nursery.
How do you say that?
Nursery.
Nurse. How do you say
nursery?
Nursery.
What do you say?
Nursery.
Nursery. Nursery.
The, like, I add a SH to it somewhere?
Sure.
But so does my mother.
Oh.
So I think it's just how I speak, I guess. What are you looking for?
I just need a pen.
Oh.
No, that won't do. It's a giant Sharpie.
Here's a pen.
Thank you.
So yeah, we went there.
This is gonna be too tiny.
If you need a lot of plants, they got plants that are covered in fur.
I will. Fur. Oh, the,
like,
fuzzy.
Really fuzzy.
Oh, I kill all my plants. I give any plants that need so much water, because that's all I do. Too much love.
Mm.
Too much water.
They probably have those there. They had quails that were really neat.
Like the bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, the perennial?
No, quails.
Yeah, quails are cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. It was a really neat place, but that was in Richmond.
Okay.
So, if you're in the Bay Area looking for plants, I guess go there.
Not likely, but that sounds lovely. Your pictures were really lovely.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I really love flowers, and I wish I was a flower, and I also wish I could get my camera to work so I could take actual pictures.
You know, it's been a couple years since I've had a camera. Well, because this art show and sort of the main topic is nostalgia, I've been looking at through old photographs, and remember, I used to take photographs all the time,
yeah,
everywhere I went, and I just don't have photographs. I mean, besides my phone photographs, they're just not the same. I, last couple of years, it's just sad. I need a camera again, so
yeah.
I don't know. Now that I've got this equipment replaced, maybe I'll sell some more art at the show, and maybe I'll be able to buy a camera.
That would be good.
That'd be nice. Me and electronics, it just
doesn't
work out well.
I can't find my charger for my camera. I could buy one for $15 and call it a day, but...
But, of course.
I gotta buy muumuus and pictures of Myrtle.
Absolutely. Who wants to buy a charger when you could have a muumuu and Myrtle?
I know. But, so those were the big things I did. It was just, like, me hanging out with flowers all week, which was great.
That hurts my heart because I'm jealous.
Oh.
I'm a jealous person.
You can come next time.
Okay. Thanks.
But you have to do your art, so.
Yeah, I know. This month is a wash. Like, you and I were supposed to do something tomorrow, but I just can't. I gotta work on things.
Yeah.
So I guess the next time we podcast, I'll just be talking about how my art's going, probably.
Oh, well, I mean, that would be
good,
be cool.
Too. Yeah.
Maybe you'll have a lot to say about it. Maybe you'll have a dream, and you'll have so many ideas.
Oh, no, like how I dreamt that... Well, I used to have dreams all the time about working at Tower Theater, and they're always stress dreams. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You have them, too.
I do.
And it's always like I'm back having to work at Tower Theater in the box office, but it's... And nothing interesting is going on. It's just completely busy. Nothing's working. And I'm working this job again, and it's this total nightmare. And I wake up, and I'm just... It felt so real.
Mm-hmm.
Stress was upsetting. But two nights ago, I had a dream that... It was the only time I've ever had a dream where we were at Tower Theater and we were having an enjoyable time.
Oh.
Like, it was your last day and we were just like, we can do whatever we want. And so I feel free. Freedom. Not working at Tower Theater.
You, like, broke the dream curse.
I think so.
Hopefully.
You know what I did? Because last night I had just a dream about, like, romance.
Great.
About, like, meeting someone. And I normally never have, like, pleasant dreams.
Well, I'm free. That's good. I mean, is there anything worse than a stress dream? I mean, there's lots of things worse than a stress dream.
Nope, nothing. Nothing like, in the whole world.
When you're like, I'm going to sleep because my body is tired. I need to refresh. And then your whole night is just like,
Why can't you have, you know, you were surrounded by beautiful flowers. What if in your dreams you just saw the most amazing flowers you could ever imagine?
That sounds great.
Like, why can't... I mean, obviously, it's just the things that are racing around in your brain that end up in your dreams, but...
I want to dream that I'm asleep on a petal.
You want to dream that you're sleeping.
Uh-huh, that I'm, like I'm laying on a petal. Like on a flower petal.
Well, maybe tonight.
Tonight! I've said it. It's in my brain.
Yes!
In my dream, I'm still asleep, but I'm asleep on a flower.
I like that.
Yeah.
But you're sort of, like... conscious that you're sleeping. That's a different kind of sleep.
Is that as restful?
I think it is. Okay. I think knowing, I'm napping.
I'm bad at napping. That's what people want to hear. My napping habits. Not me. Thrilling.
I can nap. Good. All the time. Anytime.
Go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Oh, in
yours?
She closed her notebook. Yeah, she done.
Mine's just about the drive-in, but I talked to you about the drive-in already.
Exactly. Tell me.
Told you how afraid I was of Toy Story.
Yeah. She's a real scaredy cat.
I'm a chicken.
Okay. Toy Story is scary, but did you enjoy it?
No.
Oh, you were stressed.
No, it was terrible. Everything about it was stressful. But it was the busiest I've ever seen the drive-in.
Really?
Children everywhere, families everywhere. But then summer. I'm trying to remember. I feel like the first time I ever went to the drive-in, I think I saw the first Toy Story. I'm pretty sure. I feel like maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm like misremembering. But I feel like it was a double feature of like Jumanji and Toy Story. Were those the same year?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But my friend's dad went to the bathroom and he came back and he went, boo. Like, not even that loud. And I screamed so loud. I'm sure they thought I was being murdered.
It's just traumatic experience, the drive-ins.
Yeah. But it was just, it was funny because I was like, oh, I came here as a child to watch
Toy Story.
Toy Story. Now I'm here. Screaming in my car again.
Well... there's a new season of Love Island on Hulu.
Oh, my
gosh. It's currently happening. Guess what? My stupid British accents are back.
Yes.
And I couldn't be happier. I truly love Love Island. Check it out. It's on Hulu.
Should your art show just be about Love Island?
I don't know. No.
Okay. I'm throwing ideas out.
I like that, but it wouldn't help, you know. Sometimes you make art to help your emotional, you know, it's this creative expression that in some way is like some kind of therapy, and I don't need to express Love Island. That's I just wanted to tell you and Brandy, that I'm watching there's a new season of Love Island. I'm excited.
Good.
And usually when I watch Love Island, an entire season is up, which is over 50 episodes. I don't know, because it goes throughout the summer. So this time, there's just like 10 episodes, and it feels like, okay, this is manageable, and I'm going to be watching it as it's going.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sad. If I was in Britain, I could watch it every night on TV. It's airing.
It's a nightly show.
It airs every day. I think maybe the weekend. No, but during the week. Yeah.
Okay.
Love Island. Yay.
Hey, I started Stranger Things.
I haven't started it yet.
I'm not going to tell you anything, but Brandy... tell me what you thought of Stranger Things. But not yet, because I'm not done with it.
I'll be excited to watch it, but I might have to wait till August, sadly. Because sometimes I'll think, oh, I can watch something while I'm making art.
No.
I'm so distracted. I'm just going to just watch that. Even listening to a podcast now, I'll just start zoning out, listening to the podcast. I think I just need music that has probably no words.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, if I'm walking around and I'm listening to a podcast, I feel like my walk around time is so much shorter than if I'm like listening to music. Yeah. I feel like I'm engaging with my surroundings a little bit more rather than trying to listen to people talk.
For sure.
So I can't imagine trying to make art and listening to a podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And it is hot up here, so you just start to get, I don't know, daisy.
Yeah.
Daisy. You know.
Maybe you need a cooler bottle of, like, Otter Pops up here.
Mm. If I had any money, I would probably buy a tiny refrigerator so I could at least have cold drinks.
Is there a fridge here?
There is, but if you look, there's just not room. And there's a freezer section, but it's, like, completely iced over. Yeah. So I wouldn't feel like I could keep anything here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what else?
Okay, well, I only have an update on this because it happened just today.
What is it?
Okay, I have a crush update.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny because it's been so long since we last podcasted that it, maybe a week after the last time we podcasted, or actually even the next day, I thought, no, I don't. This is a waste of my time having a crush or, you know, a love, what was, you know, fling?
Crush.
What did I mean? Summer fling, yeah. Summer fling, no, I don't need to get involved in this. It's a waste of my time and, like, focus of my attention to be, like, thinking about this thing and having a crush. And then I just thought, no, that's bad for me. That would be like doing what I always do, which is just taking my time and focus and attention onto something that probably doesn't even deserve it. And so then another week passed, and I thought, no, what? That's stupid. I'm overthinking this. Like, I just want a summer fling. But I don't want to get too involved. I don't think I can just have fun. I'm a relationship kind of girl, and I don't have time for that. I don't really want a relationship. Now, a whole nother week later, well, I'm not sure what I think, but I went, if you remember, last time we podcasted, I went to a place where someone who I maybe have a crush on was, and I didn't say hello to them. I just left. Well, today I found myself at that place.
Oh my gosh.
But it was honestly just to be there, not actually. I was 4th of July hungover, so I didn't really want to see anyone. I just happened to be there. And I knew we were podcasting, and you know, I saw him, and I thought that he was helping people, so I wouldn't have been able to talk to him. And so I was like, whatever, I'm just going to leave. And then I was like, oh, I got to. So I walked all the way over there, and I waved. And he waved at me, and that was it. Well, I left. But I wasn't even going to do that. So that was something. I waved. The end.
That felt like a real roller coaster of my emotions listening to this. And it ended with a wave.
Okay. But guess, oh no, this is going to give too much information away.
Okay, well, don't.
No,
tell me.
It doesn't matter. Who was even going to know?
Brandy.
Okay, Brandy, be cool. He was helping someone, and what he was showing them, he needed to be wearing gloves for. So I got a wave with a little white glove.
Because he's a dentist.
Mm.
Because he's a surgeon.
Can you imagine me going, casually walking into a dentist office? Just, be cool, be cool, be cool. You're not here for an appointment. Just wave and leave. Yeah, I don't know. It was a little glove wave, which makes it feel a little more special.
Certainly no? More.
It's a fun.
Sterile.
Yeah, I guess it's not for being sterile. It's just so you don't get something dirty.
That sounds like being sterile, no?
Hmm. To me, that's like a germ thing, or I don't want to get blood on me thing.
Well, as a dentist.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't important. It wasn't anything, but I just wanted to share that I was brave and did a thing I didn't want to do.
because it was on the
and
list.
Felt stupid and looked crazy because 4th of July hungover. And yeah, I waved, and I hope he appreciated that. I doubt he knows that. That took a lot of willpower to walk over there.
Yeah,
he's helping someone. I had to be like, hello.
Oh, boy. She's waving, and she's got the most delightful grin on her face.
Hey. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a thing I want to pursue at this point.
Right.
But I did it.
We'll see when we podcast next. We'll see how you feel.
Yeah, I don't have time. I don't have time. For any of that.
Nope.
Even just thinking about it, talking about it now, it's a waste of time. Yeah. Come August, we'll see. Anything could happen in August.
Well, you have a lot of work to do because I tried to make something for you and It was nothing.
Oh, great.
I grabbed this and I thought it was a nail file, but it's glitter paper.
Oh, okay. So what? This is an art installation you're doing? You're going to perform filing your nails with glitter paper in my art show?
I can if you want me to.
Yeah. We should set up a mush pot and make whoever has to be in the mush pot do performance art.
Oh, are they like pulling out of like a hat, like charades to perform their task?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see. What else? Anything else you want to say?
Let's see.
Any recommendations? Anything you're excited about?
I told you about Grizzly Point.
Yep.
I recommend that. Let's see. What am I excited about? I went to the library and I checked out a bunch of books. And I'm trying to read those, but I'm on like chapter one of one book.
Hey, so you made it somewhere in there.
It's part of my plan for this weekend is to do some reading.
Okay.
Other goals, I, in theory, wanted to go swimming at the gym next week to try to swim some laps. Yeah. I know I'm not going to do it, but maybe just now that I've said it.
Yeah,
I should just do it. Just do it.
I had to give up my gym membership for monetary reasons, so now we'll never get to do that hip-hop cardio. Bummer. Maybe one day when we have money.
Do I just want a personal trainer? I think that's part.
That sounds like a nightmare to me.
No, I think part of it is like, I don't know what to do.
You need motivation. You
get there
help.
And like, what am I supposed to do?
Did you ever do one of those free, you know, you get one free training?
Hmm. Yeah. I think really all I like to do is swim and dance. I'm basically a toddler.
Yeah. Yeah, there's maybe another way. Maybe not a gym. Maybe there's just like classes or
a swim instructor, like a personal swimming teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, you could find it.
Am I too old for a swim lesson? I guess.
No. Adults need to learn how to swim.
I mean, I know how to swim, but I'd like to get like better and more confident at it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should look into it.
Yeah. I guess maybe I'll do that. So. I also am going to help my mother with this house painting yard stuff.
You're a nice daughter.
So, well, it's fun. It's fun to like look at all the colors and imagine them on our house. So, but that'll be something I'm doing this week. One of the things that I was thinking about today while I was walking on my lunch break, I was like listening to music and I was like walking up to my building and the music I was listening to didn't like match the building I was walking into, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, who am I? Which is
existential.
It's a stupid question, but it's also like, I'm sure it's very common for people when they like switch careers or switch jobs to just sort of be a little confused. And I just feel like a little confused, you know, I don't want to be, I don't know, somebody that's like, oh, well, my work is my identity, right?
But I think what you're learning is that it just, our jobs aren't our identity.
Right, but then I'm like, but then what is? And
What you choose to do for free, I think.
Right. And I'm like, well, what is that? Am I taking swim
podcaster
podcasting and wearing momos?
Yeah, that's exactly who I am.
But like, what's wrong with that? I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh boy, yeah, these are existential questions. Who are we? What is this about?
What are we doing? So, again, my goal for the summer was to just like try new things, and so I looked at like some meetup groups, and I thought maybe I'd go to like a meetup group. But
what's she gonna meet up about?
I don't know. I gotta look at some more groups. Some of them, I was like, there's absolutely no way I would do well at this meetup. But then there's other ones that are like, we're just gonna hang out, and I'm like, well, that I can just hang out with like my friends.
Yeah.
So. We'll see.
I
keep on moving forward with my trying stuff out.
Well, probably with my self-care summer, this would go with that. I really should go to an Al-Anon meeting, which is for, what is it, people who are close to addicts or alcoholics. I think I struggle with addicts in my life and how that affects me, and it would probably do me good to deal with that and express those feelings. Well, that's a hard meeting to really
want to go do. Before your art?
No! Literally nothing but art can happen from now till August, probably first, because I have to install the show.
Right. I feel like going to that type of meeting would probably give you a lot of like great skills and great tools, but it also feels like it would be very draining.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard to want to go.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. I know it would be beneficial. Self-care summer. August. Here I come.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
I have a face mask on every day.
I cannot wait till August. I can breathe again.
You're going to float. You're going to have a coconut to drink out of.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe we'll go somewhere.
We're going to go somewhere.
Yay.
Save some more money. You got to stop buying the moo-moos.
Ooh, no, never. I want a moo-moo. I need a moo-moo.
Do you not have a moo-moo?
Well, I have moo-moos.
Oh, okay.
I want more.
Yeah.
I need one fabulous moo-moo before summer ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I do have one recommendation for everyone, and it's very important to me. You need to run, don't walk, to go see the movie Last Black Man in San Francisco. Everyone, this movie is so good. It's amazing. It's currently playing at Tower.
Is it still at Tower?
Yep. I keep checking every week to make sure it'll still keep playing, because I'm going to like blast it from the rooftops when it's about to leave, because people need to see this movie. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. The cinematography is amazing. I wept throughout the entire movie. Like, at the beginning only because it just was so beautiful. I don't understand how they got these shots. This is a first-time feature for the director, Joe Talbot. It's unbelievable. It's, to me, a miracle it exists and it got financed. And Last Black Man, San Francisco. If you know me, you probably think I'm some kind of hater and not impressed by anything, and this movie really exceeded my expectations. Ooh, also, you guys need to see it, because we need to talk about this one scene that I thought was so brilliant, and I just heard on a podcast that the actor in this scene just improv'd it, and I can't believe that. It's this incredible thing. You gotta see this movie.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll see it this weekend.
You should, totally.
Yeah, I got time. I got weekends.
Let me know
how
you feel about it.
I'm sure if you wept in it, I will.
Yeah, it's just
cry even harder.
Inherently sad. I mean, we live very close to San Francisco, so we're very much aware of the culture there and how much San Francisco has changed. And, you know, for someone who's a minority who lives there and is getting pushed out and is trying so hard to stay and.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Was like, you're saying it's incredible.
Yeah.
When you left, I guess my question is like, when you left, did you feel good or bad? Like, did you feel good about the movie but bad about the story? I just need to know what kind of mindset to have.
It definitely destroyed me for the day.
Oh, okay.
But there's beauty in the sadness. I understand. There's just such harsh, real truths in it. And
okay. That's all I needed to know, so I can be...
You know, it's one of those things where you want to hold on tighter to the things you love and what matters to you. And I don't know, I can't explain it. I was so moved by the beauty that I wept. And also it's sad, so you weep for other things. Okay. But that's so rarely... Like, at some point I had to look away from the screen. Like, I just was wiping at the screen, be like, no, no. And there's a scene where this man starts singing and you're like, don't do this to me. Like, I don't need to... I don't know. I don't know if people around me were weeping. I mean, the person I was with was, but were particular people sensitive to this weeping subject matter?
Yeah. I'm sure there were other people weeping.
Oh.
Crying.
That's great. Please, please, please give your money to this movie. I need these stories to exist.
I got some money.
Yeah.
I got some moo-moo money.
Yeah, wear your moo-moo. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can wear your moo-moo to a movie.
To Tower? Heck yes,
absolutely.
I have before and I will again.
Moo-moo movie.
Moo-moo movie. Well, I'm glad to hear that that movie is still playing because I thought I had missed it.
Still there.
Still there.
It's great.
Okay.
Please watch it.
I will.
Brandy?
Brandy?
Are you going to watch it?
Brandy, do you want to come watch it with me?
You should. Oh, but no, you don't. You're not going to like that. You're going to cry and you're not going to like that that's happening. You'll want to be sitting by yourself.
Crying my own.
Or crying if you feel comfortable crying, I'm sure Brandy won't mind.
Brandy, I'll have to think about it.
But you want to feel free to experience it however.
I think that is very true when watching movies. If you're watching it with somebody who's like, well, it's just a movie, and you're like, it doesn't feel like just a movie right now.
I mean, I've known you for a while. I've definitely experienced you needing to leave because it's too emotional.
It's because I'm super cool and very strong emotionally.
No, I totally I don't think there's any issue with being emotional in a movie. And I do get, like, it's weird when you're sitting next to someone to be experiencing so much emotion.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just want to do it by yourself. It was just a warning.
Okay.
Knowing you, maybe you'll feel better.
Watching it by myself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Fine.
Sorry, Brandy.
Sorry. We'll meet up at a meetup and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I will see that.
Is there anything else?
Is that all you have?
I was just going to briefly mention there's this really great store and organization in Roseville called Recreate, which they're a nonprofit, and they have classes and stuff, but they basically, it's just this whole warehouse kind of building that they're selling all kinds of art supplies, like all kinds of stuff. They get donations.
Oh.
They're a nonprofit. They're trying to
where's this, Roseville?
Reduce. Yeah. Okay. It's called Recreate. It's just, I don't know. They have some random, it's a weird kind of warehousey little area.
There's
in Roseville.
There's a place in San Francisco that does that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some neat thing. A lot of fabric.
Yeah. I got a lot of fabric for super cheap and they were really, really nice. And
great.
Yeah. Just wanted to get that out there. If anyone's looking for, I don't know, any kind of art stuff.
Yeah.
For cheap. I think it's definitely going to be a new spot. I wish it was closer, but yeah.
Recreate.
I'll probably be there, who knows, maybe a couple times this month getting more supplies.
Oh boy.
And don't forget, August 2nd, be at my art opening.
A reception?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That'll be the reception.
Can I wear my muumuu?
Please.
Okay.
That's the only other thing I need to do is find a good dress for my opening.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to take a day off. A day.
From art.
A few hours to look for a dress.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's it, though.
You have a lot to do.
I'm so stressed. I could cry. It'll be okay. I can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You've done stuff like this before?
Yeah, that's true.
And it was great. No?
It's never what I want it to be, sure. So it's hard to feel proud.
Oh, you should feel proud.
Okay, well, let's hope for best case scenarios. I feel proud of what I've made come August 2nd.
Okay.
But you'll have to be there to see.
I'll be there.
Yay, good. Well, thanks. Thanks for being here right now. Thank you, Brandy, for listening.
Brandy, let's hang out.
And everyone else listening, I appreciate you too. I just am not aware if you're listening
or
not.
We know who you are. Well.
Yep.
That's all.
Okay, hope you're having a good summer.
I'm having an okay summer.
Okay, I was talking to the listeners.
I know, but I just wanted to let you know.
My summer has been pretty shit. But we'll see.
Okay.
August 2nd, I think things will be on the up after that.
What are you going to do August 3rd?
That's a great question. I have so much to do, there's no way I could possibly think about August 3rd.
I'll think about August 3rd.
Yeah. What? August 3rd. Who knows?
Okay.
Yep.
I think that's all.
Goodbye.
Bye.